Did we finish this already?
We finished
Yeah. Remember you wanted to go right through it?
That's not you calling me, you know?
No.
Michigan?
Mommy didn't want it. That number's not in your phone?
Yeah, but I don't know if I put it in as Michigan. I don't know what in Michigan plus whatever. No, yeah, it's still Michigan, I think. What'd you say? Alright. Sasalam is not there. Very confusing. Noki Grada just asked the interesting. Sasalam is not there, Shad. Right? Sasalam is not there, meaning a rickety bench. Right? So, Asal Lashavas and Ishtag Nida al Sasal Echad. You're not allowed to sit with your wife on one bench. In whom is not there, by the Yeshiva. If it shakes through the sitting on it. Right? Ve'ena mechubu the kosel, and it's not attached to the kosel. Right? Samaches, in the Nagos, Ramah. Avalimu mechubu the kosel, oy la'aretz, a kedaima, if it's attached to the kosel, or to the ground, kosel b'shut, igos moishu, the mashu, the mutter, afim hum is nadin, ayin sham, ra'yosu, v'chein mashu, v'chein mashu, that's an interesting kula there.
Why is it such a kula? It's grounded.
Yeah, but it still shakes. If you go past the Tom,
they're saying even if it shakes,
it's not such a fiddle if it's not shaking.
Right? It's not shaking, no, the halacha is clear. If it's not shaking, then it's okay.
But what about a glider? I'm talking about this big bench swinging chairs.
That's for sure, right?
But what if it's attached to the ground?
It's still gliding.
How could it attach to the ground? Because the base is attached to the ground.
So why is this different? What's a shaky bench that's attached to the ground?
I guess it's not attached well.
Okay.
That's what I would think.
It would have been, it's not attached well. The whole idea is that you can't move it, right?
The whole idea is that the shaking
will,
that's like sort of like feeling each other move.
But if it's grounded, then
so then it's not going to move.
So
and Achanami, this is a chiddush from Reb Moshe here that it's mutter even if it's misnadnet. Right? Okay. Vafilu im yoshim kishem rechaykim zevizan. That this halach is even if they sit far away from each other, it's still a iser to sit on a bench that moves. Vim adam ech acher mafsik v'yoshev v'nei, but if somebody sits in between them, then mutter, that would be okay. Often. Now, what about a child sitting in between you? You put your kid in between you and your wife. So ayin. V'ayin b'shari toyo shehele dekotn le'mahani li'es mafsik v'nei. That he says that a cotton will not help. Because the tinuk is not a full like mechitza, because you can touch each other over the baby or under the baby.
Would that apply at the table also for the plates?
Yeah, then he brings it down. He also declares whether they
same thing.
What do you mean? Which
plate? Is it considered having the baby in between?
Yeah, so the price can discuss that. Chaluka days, if that's if a baby in between be alright. Even though you think about it, so putting a little thing down on the table, that's not gonna. See, it's different. There you need a hacker. So if a hacker.
It sounds like it's not a hacker, it's practicality. Really.
This is right. This is not hacker. This is not hacker. This is so you shouldn't come to touch.
There's also like nothing really traumatic about having a kid in a high chair in between. Flying all over the place.
Yeah, but the kid, you can ignore the kid.
There's food flying all over the place.
There's not always food flying all over the place. Yeah. Not all kids are monsters.
Depends on the little boy or girl.
Yeah. An angel.
Yeah. Okay, let's see what else he says here.
Seriously, say the year from now. We're on there.
He takes it out.
But Michelle is a chuvas.
No, I don't think that's stomp.
Ulashoma, Kosov, Shetvorim, Sassim, Bizet. Mustavim b'zeh, I'm sorry, that they mustavim. Ach ba'aguda calls the sagi b'teva or shum davar acher. And the aguda it says either a box or anything else. The famous makor chayim calls it the oilam noyig shebechatzitza mechatichas neser sagi. Chatzitza, separation of a piece of wood, would be enough. Right? Mashakaz b'shut rab pa'alim the mafurish b'ramah shetzorach liyas mazik b'neim adam b'teva nir shu lashan ha-shayim. V'hu k'tzah shalai b'dikduk, and it's shalai b'dikduk. The Teva Mahanali is Asik, because the Ramah doesn't say that it would help with the box. Ula Kamarasa, the Dark Emosha, or Ayim Ashikos of Aben Eshchai, the Sifre Chukin Nashim, the Ayim Bishut, Shaz Yakfar. So, you have machlaikis, whether a child sitting between them would be enough of a chatzitza.
Is it Kayansu is down bench child?
Yeah.
You ever, like, this is the best example I can think of, is like Basuot. Are those considered one bench or
wood?
You're down in suit, yeah, upstairs.
Yeah.
Is it? No, suit.
Very heavy?
No, you know what I'm talking about? Like it's one piece, but each seat like folds down on its own. But when someone sits down, you...
They're not folded to the ground, those benches?
I don't think so.
Then you shouldn't...
Even though like the actual seating area is separate. Like the back is the same across.
I hear.
I was going to ask you a similar question, but...
Let's see what he says like about it. Let's finish like off the paragraph.
It has one back.
Oh, movie theater chair. How about a bus?
There's also dividers in between. There's
arms.
There's
dividers.
Those chairs, it's a separate chair on a bus, but it's attached.
Why is this a place like there are other people around?
Because there's a chash of touching again, not...
Well, what's it called?
Touching in the Darachiba. I need hachakas for that too.
Right, we're on a bus, but...
Or subway, is that considered separate cushions?
That's what Noki just asked, the LIRR.
Yeah.
Is that considered, and also it shakes.
Because
it's not the bench shaking, it's the train shaking.
It also has nothing to do with you, the shaking.
That's another thing.
And it's one,
yeah, but
it's one piece, it's just...
The chayr is still a chashash of touching. If it's shaking, what's the difference why it shakes?
No, but if you sit in
you
the...
Feel each other
well, there's
move.
A couple of ideas here. There's whether you feel it... It's the feeling of each other moving on the bench, moving the bench. And then the stam, a chashash of that you might come to touch because the chair, the bench is moving.
But in like an LIR, you have three seats, so if you sit here and she sits there, it's not.
Oh, so let's see, let's finish off this paragraph. L'chein, l'yeshu yachtav al kar echad b'sofa. On a couch. They shouldn't sit on one pillow on a couch. Unless there's an adam acham asabinayim. So depending on what your couch looks like, if you have one of those long couches that's just one piece, then that would be, the chayr would be not allowed. Right? Have a mutar on the shavas b'shnei karim, but it would be mutar to sit on two pillows. Mavad im ha-sofa misnaneya, unless the sofa shakes, kam kishem yoshim ha-shnei karim, even when they sit on two pillows.
So maybe the back also has to be separate.
What?
The back also.
No, I don't think the back would have to.
Back doesn't shake.
Well, so most couches you sit on don't shake. The back shakes.
You're saying the whole bench is not a bag.
You have a sectional, you go back up, you build the
down. I mean, it's sit up.
Why is it different than the bottom?
I never thought about that.
In my couch has the pillows.
Because you can really like feel when someone else sits down, even though they're across the bench, they're not like the heaviest
thing. It's all one thing. Like those sofa
beds. I would. It seems like you only mark it on the pillows on the bottom, not on the backs.
Because the pillows,
not
you
really
get
so
more
much feeling
a,
from
when
the back.
When someone sits down, you feel it because of the bottom.
Now what happens, and this is all because the couch is not attached to the floor, but if you'd have your couch bolted into the floor, then
the
chari, you can sit on the same pillow.
You're sitting one and someone else sitting down there, you really don't notice.
What do you notice? How much do you notice without it?
And there are those that say, if I remember correct, that if the sofa is so heavy that it's not going to move, then that would be the equivalent of bolting into the floor. I have that somewhere in my head. I don't remember.
Yeah, but why does bolting it help?
Because then it makes it less movable.
Yeah, but the case
it's
gonna was
it's going to shake less if it's bolted to the ground.
The case was that it does shake even if it's bolted and it's mutter. I don't understand why is bolting helping. Why is connecting it to the ground help?
What?
why is it connecting to the ground help? Why does it make it?
Because that's guaranteed that it's not going
to
shake.
No, but it's guaranteed.
Even if the Ramosha's had to.
Oh, so Ramosha's had to. Okay, we have to. I mean, we don't, I mean,
this seems the same as a couch. Also, that's like a human furniture. It's not moving. Why is there anything different?
What was the pesach for Rabbi?
I thought maybe it'd be Machmer, I couldn't say for sure. But also, if you want to look in the notes here, go through a few of the things. I don't know what page it is. Like 7 or 8. No, it's not. It's not. If you look at them, please, and you have any horrors that sentences don't make sense, or it's unedited, obviously.
People listening to the share, they're gonna like what notes?
The notes will be PDF form on the website to download. No?
I'm not sure what page.
It looks like here.
It's in Sifhei.
Accessible.
Can I put them up?
Put them up.
Yeah, have them emailed
here. Tonight, especially, everyone, we're missing a bunch of people.
Yeah, where are all you guys? Yeah, not that they're going to listen. Yeah. Like page 10, I think.
Someone's listening because
it's
I get like close to 50, more than 50.
It's
a lot of them are bots. Bots.
But I know when they're bots. They report.
What's a bot? Bots. What's a bot?
Google. All of the big search engines have robots.
I didn't even put on a search engine.
I didn't, but they come and find you no matter what.
Seriously?
Yeah, they have.
Actually, you could tell them not to. You could exclude your site.
You bring Google.
All right, Sifhei. You see it. I think it's like page 10. It starts. Ramah, Bays, Ramah.
The second page?
Second page of Hay, yeah. See, way on top. Might be. See?
Yeah, how are these organized?
So it's basically with that little triangle, whatever that
bullet.
Thing is. It's a bullet, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's any of the mafarshim on the Shulchan Aruch.
Okay.
And anything marked with letters, that's the Shulchan Aruch of the Ramah. Yeah? So it says the Ramah also lay should be yachad al safzalam isnadin ve'enim mechuberes because it's also to sit on it. Safzalam isnadin if it's not attached on the second page. Here.
Okay.
Yeah, here. Right? So, okay. The culture cane al mita achas of milu kuul beritzvah, even on one bed, even if it's stuck into the ground. That's from the Balei Shulchan. Right? Yeshayimrim, v'kshu mechur belekaisel musa leishavolav af im misnadnev. Yechein mashra. That's Ramosha. That's what we saw from Ramosha. Right? If it's mechur belekaisel, then even if you're sitting, even if it's misnadnev, it's okay. V'yeshayim the culture is not an aser. And there are those that say anything that's misnadin is also, and he said he leaves it also tzarachia. That's the same Balei Shulchan. Then he brings kuros, the kairos kvedim, that's beams, heavy beams. Haim dem lebinyan, that there you're going to put them into a building. Ve'ena misnadin. Ve'ena metaltalim, machas kvedim, muta leisha v'leim, de nechshuk ve mechuvah lekarka. Right? So if you want to sit on
a log.
Right, that comes up sometimes. You want to sit on a log. Now, sometimes logs can shake.
Roll around.
But as long as it's big enough and it's not rolling.
It's sturdy, yeah. It's like the trunk of a car or whatever.
It's like the what?
Like a car, no? Trunk of a car or something.
Trunk of a car, though, most cars is will shake.
Is that what's it called? That's a good question. Like the back of your pickup truck. If you fold down the thing, can you both sit on that?
Why is it?
It shakes.
Lot.
I don't know.
No, it has shocks.
Shakes.
It does shake. But look at that.
Any
consider
it doesn't shake. Only shakes when you
get on. So you feel
more than that. You need.
If you bounced on it,
you feel. You ever sat on the back of your thing?
Do I ever sit on
the back? I'm saying, just stung.
Yeah, I sit on
the back. So does it shake around?
Definitely shakes.
So that would be.
If it's not considered mechuber lekarka, then it's vadayosa. But maybe that would be considered mechuber lekarka, maybe not. Lechor is not mechuber lekarka. Yeah, I would say. Lechor is awesome.
It's awesome.
Huh? Yeah, okay. We're free agents. We start at all different times.
Crazy. Am I on the core? Am I on the internet?
Spit your name. Coming late.
Okay, came up to Lechud Mehem Leshiv Kishachar Mehem Kfar Teshiv. If one of them is already sitting, then it's also for the other one to come sit down. Okay? Now, this next case, I don't know exactly what it means. Chayit, like a tailor, Shekana Mechana, that bought a machine. Shetzarach Gimu Bnei Adam Kidei Sheyifalu. It needs three people in order that it should work. I'm not sure what that means.
Like a loom or something.
They
have those big, like, weaving machines.
You don't need to sit on the machine. You need a couple of people and there's a couple of chairs. I'm not exactly sure what he means, but the second part is the ikka part. It's the behefsin maruba loy gozru. Sounds like there's going to be a hefsin maruba, and they weren't gozru for you not to sit on the same machine.
Who said he's talking about sitting?
If I remember correct, that's what it is.
Who's that?
The Shiurei Shevet HaLevi. Right, Rav Ozan. Yeah, but the Yisoid is that Hefs and Meruba, they weren't guys. So if somebody offers you a lot of money to sit on a rickety bench, right, then it may be okay. Mm-hmm. Right? Nothing is necessarily reliable. Everything before doing has to be checked to its source. That's why I wrote the source. As man as a yesh machleik, some autobus nechshav kisaf sal hamisnande nadar. You have a machleik is whether a bus is considered sasal hamisnande. But that's assuming that it's one bench. Let's say it's separate chairs, then that should be okay. Which they are on the buses,
cushion, no?
It's
also some, doesn't matter.
That's always a separate cushion.
Say, like, buses now, or I mean, subways are hard. They're plastic. You don't feel anything.
Yeah, but if it's shaking, it's shaking, so.
No,
a subway. Sure, it's a subway shakes.
No, it's a town.
No, but the car shakes.
It doesn't do anything that shakes if you're standing.
And a hanami.
Makes some sense.
That doesn't make some sense.
So you can't sit on a subway together?
Maybe not on the same, not on one bench on the subway, yeah. I mean, that's the same thing as a bus. Right? Why?
If you're far enough apart, then
it's not mechubar lekarka. It's a chayra.
Why not?
It's not. And it shakes.
Why is it different than what we say? A toilet that's it's not.
Toilet is drilled into the
So what is it? The seats are drilled into the.
Yeah, but the train itself is not mechubar lekarka.
So what do we discuss about the plane?
We never came up with an answer to that one.
What was the question?
He's just not understanding why it should be a problem on a train.
What's the question about a toilet on a plane?
No, remember we said that if you find a woman finds a stain on something that's not mechubar tuma,
going way back,
right? So mechubar something that's mechubar lekarka, so you're okay. But what about on a toilet on a plane? Right.
Plastic anyway.
Can answer that.
It's plastic. If it's a kli, made into a kli, right? Okay, bismanazeh. Okay, now we did that. Malis in a national elevator is not considered shake.
Can I clarification? Mechubar lekarka means that the purpose of mechubar lekarka is that you can't move it, right? That it's so immovable that it's considered part of the ground. Is that?
Yeah.
That's the idea behind it. So certainly a bus is less movable than a bench.
Yeah, but it moves.
No, but it's harder to get off the ground.
Yeah, but
you can't move.
You can't. It's much easier to rip a bench out of the ground.
Number one, you gotta make it get. You gotta make it get. If it's attached to the ground, it's attached to the ground. Not attached to the ground.
Why is the car okay?
It's not okay unless it's separate chairs.
So the answer is okay.
Unless separate chairs is fine. Everything separate chairs is.
Separate chairs is fine.
No, but this man is very much.
Bench of a minivan.
All the or no, not even that. All the cars in
the between.
All those cars from like the '80s that had benches. All those like
station wagons.
So they couldn't sit
together unless you put something in between. Now how about the armrest? Is the armrest considered something in between?
Why would it be?
It's certainly
because what you need is a it depends. Getting back to what we saw here, the wood is okay.
The armrest,
right? So can you both lean on the same armrest? Obviously, if you're not touching.
Yeah.
Once you're there, there's no room for arguing on the armrest. It's shareable.
Depends how big your arms
are. No, still,
I use one complete armrest.
Okay. Okay, I don't know. These are all, you know what I mean? These are all good questions. Mutar l'sheves liyad shulchan ha-misnanim. You're allowed to sit by a table that's shaking. That would be okay. If you're sitting by a rickety table, that's okay. And then mutar lamid b'yachad al-saf, so that's okay for you both to stand on a bench. I don't know. I would think maybe faker, right? You're on a rickety bench, and that thing starts going down.
Well, so
seesaws are out.
If we're asking questions, right?
Seesaws are out. Yeah.
Rowboat, canoe.
Rowboat's out. The rowboat's no. I don't know. We didn't.
Even if it's separate benches on a rowboat.
That's even the Ramah says that straight up.
Rowboat.
A boat is out.
A boat, no matter how big the boat
is.
Yeah.
It depends.
Well, a ship is okay.
Right. I'm saying a little.
It's a 10-foot rowboat.
That's out. Also, absolutely out.
Anything that if you shake back and forth, the other person will notice. That's out.
Yeah. Wait, you're telling me that you cannot go onto a motorboat with your wife, even with other people,
when she's in here.
Wow, that can make for some very awkward family outings now.
Well, if it's more than one person, what's it? It could be the other person.
Right? You know?
Well, does that have some rules?
If there's a lot of people on the boat,
you're renting it.
It could be the other person.
You know,
I don't know. Maybe if there's a lot of people on the boat, there's a hetter.
I mean, why isn't that like there's
15 feet between you and the other people on the boat?
That should be the same thing as someone sitting in between you. Why is that?
See, okay, can we do the notes and we'll get to it? Let's do the notes and we'll try and get to it. Right, so the Ramah then continues and says, there are those that are matter. The Ramah writes, if somebody else is mafsik between them. Right, meaning because it's a yeshayimah, which means not necessarily does yesh matirim, sorry, not necessarily does everybody agree. Right, and yesh istavik amal yeshiva satinos aloy that we just saw. Right, this is something whether a tinok will help. Then the next thing we also saw, yesh istavik and mahani hafsakas davar b'neim kagon tevo kadoima. That's biyurim of the Baal Yeshulchan. Yeshem the tevo kadoi lamahani, v'yeshem after katan mahani. Okay, we have all the different shitas. Afilim yeshem harbe anoshim b'chol tzad shalem kozman she'enem b'neim osir. So even if there's many people sitting on this bench, as long as nobody's between you, it's awesome. Right? Even if they're far away from each other, it's awesome. One second, that's if nobody else is
there. Between
anyway. Okay, well, let's keep going. We did this already. Did we do that? Is it teal? Did we already? No.
Because the lights went out. It's not
there. Yeah, Taka, it doesn't help. I don't see what he has. He has to have about teal. Oh, he does. It's the next. It's in Lamed Dalet. Okay. Let's see, Lamed Dalet first in the pre-tarah. Mutter l'nsoya yachadim ishtay nida b'mechonis afilu b'derech tiyul. It's mutter to travel with a wife in a mechonis, meaning a car, even derech tiyul. Uvivachi yizor shalo yiguze b'zeh. You got to be careful not to touch each other.
Say motorcycles.
Ah, yes. Another wild chumra coming out of here. Ach, ein l'tayl yachad b'sfina ketano. You can't be metayl together on a small boat, kegoyin rowboat, kedoyma, and something similar. Right? Tim adam achar mafsik b'neim, mutter. Oh, he brings that, it's mutter. If somebody's being mafsik on the boat, then it would be okay. Okay, let's see what I have here.
A boat doesn't have to be in between. It should just be someone there.
No, it's got to be between. We just said it's got to be between.
But on a boat, with anyone who moves is going to shake these kind of thing. I mean, it's not one.
That's fine. We all said as sasalim is not it. Yesh matirim if there's somebody in between you, right? Or even if there's something. He says Adam Acher. Okay, let's see what I have here. So Dal Ramah Lo Yelch Yacher Mishta Ba'Agola Visvina L'Tiyul Kiyot. He's going to Ganes of Hades. Yeah. Also in Tzayil L'Tiyul B'Macharnas Im Yoshim B'Saf Salecha. It's also to travel together in a car.
What's the last word on Dal?
High Pardesim Gardens.
Okay.
Ganes of Hades. Gardens and Pardes is really, really fields.
Part is a flower.
Huh?
Part is a flower.
It's a
What do I know?
It's like a field, a nice field. Mashma, afim yeshachir mimon. Even if there are, it's mashma. Even if there are others with them, this teal will be also bim echad masik b'neim mutter. But if something would be masik between them, then it will be mutter. If you want a teal, that's obviously a typo in the next one. Mashma imhaylach l'teal l'tzrochav. It's mashma if you're going for tiyul and for something necessary, then it would be mutter. This is a very vague halacha here. Right? What do you call tiyul? So can you go to a museum? Can you go for a nice walk in a park?
Probably not.
Those are both tiyul. Why would they not be?
And a haram. Well, but it sounds like from the Lashon HaRamah, it's only... The tiyul is not the problem, it's the sitting together on a bench and going on a tiyul.
Okay. So a stand tiyul is okay? Or it's gonna...
Yeah, you're allowed to take a walk in the garden. You can walk with your wife.
Sounds romantic.
I don't know.
A romantic walk, l'chaira, would be... It's a machlokes haposkim. It's really a machlokes haposkim. I thought I had it here, but I don't see it. Okay, let's see. Hey, in the Ramad, next page. Alright? But if you're going from city to city, for your needs, it's mutter. Even though they're by themselves. As long as you don't sit in a way, on the next page on the top. That they don't sit in a way that they're going to touch each other. So it's either you're going from city to city, then on one for business, then and you're sitting on one bench, then it's mashma would be okay, even if there's nothing separating you, right? From the Ramah.
Okay.
Right. He says, "But hani mili kishadas ishtoil insoya lulvoisoy." With the das of the woman is just to accompany her husband. Aishayna writes to Leos Bibayas Lamada, or she doesn't want to be in the house by herself. Aval imdaitel and tzayel tiyul, but if her das is to come for the tiyul, meaning he's going for business, she's going for the tiyul, then it would be also v'chein lepech, and the same thing would be in the opposite situation.
Wow.
Which then, okay, then it sounds like it'd be mutter if you put something in between you. Right?
Hey,
but most of mine.
Shevet and Levi seems to say if it's a big loss of money, then you can sit on the same bench.
What about
like, do you have to buy a third seat, I guess, on a plane?
Right.
Lachar or not. Anyways, it's separate seats. But you should keep that armrest down.
You shouldn't go at all.
Spirit, not either.
What? Spirit's worse.
Yeah.
Huh? I actually like buying more than.
Huh?
It's easier to
fly
being married than not.
It's both, but
obviously
good. Right.
I like the
armrest
down.
Huh? I
like the
armrest
down.
Okay, but then it says, so after the sea, even traveling in that city is mutter. And mutter and say, I feel about Golo Shalom, it's mutter even traveling their own wagon. See, but then it says, mutter and say, b'yachad l'tzorcheim. It's mutter for them to sit together. If they're going for their needs, afilu yoshim sas alechad, even if it's in sas alechad, then miyash aleisha b'li negiya also. But if it's impossible then to sit without touching, then it's also. Also here, yeshayim. I thought I brought it. Yeshayim shegam nesiya b'regel l'tiyul also. There are those that say that it's not only tiyul in a wagon, right, or a car or whatever it is, but it's even traveling by foot. It's also yeshayim demutter d'chashim rak l'nidnud. And those that say it's mutter because the chashish only for nidnur, and it's better to be memayit in Tiulim by foot. Right? So basically, the kitzur, what comes out, is that you can travel together for Tiul as long as you're on a separate seats. Right? And then it's Machlokes HaPoskim, whether, I think it's Aruch HaShulchan, it's Machmer, and then it goes Moshe's Mekel, if I remember correctly. Those are the Mandom. And, right, by foot, whether it's Mutar to go on a Tiul. Now, L'chayr, if Tiul by foot is Aser, so then Tiul, traveling by car, should also be Aser. Right? So that's so okay. You gotta. I mean, it's a chumrah, but I think that's the way the belt is noyig. That you shouldn't go on anything overly. That's not even overly romantic, but
frivolous.
I mean, you gotta do something. Well, let's say Sheva Brachas. If a woman is a
needs
a Sheva Brachas, so you gotta do something during Sheva Brachas. Right. So it's a little difficult with that subject. But it says Lara Knias to go to shopping or the Vaka Kribim or the Say Lachasan of a Shasim Khazukodama Kulam Nashim Kitzarchaim, that's all called Sarchaim. And Mimela that would be Mutter. Even on Sasalechad. Right? So Lakhair, if you have those old cars with the bench seat, it's telling where you're traveling. Right? If you're traveling for Tzairuch, so you'd be able to sit on the same bench. If you're not traveling for Tzairuch, you're traveling just for Tiul, then it would be awesome to sit on the same bench. Okay?
We're going to shopping cart.
Yeah.
You're pushing or she's pushing. Can you direct it one way?
You know, we saw that you're not supposed to push a shopping cart together, right? Didn't we see that?
You mentioned
that. Last week I thought we did that. So you mean you're just pushing it directly, you're not really pushing it?
You're locking in front.
Right. It says, L'chein ein litchav yachar agolah shel tinok v'agolah knias. U'v'mokim tzorach yasa shel eschacham. Sounds like he's leaving you. He's leaving you a hetter. So the chayyur just to direct it will be okay. All right. Next, Shmias calls him Rasa. You'd be surprised how much this one comes up. That listening to your wife's voice singing. Now, what's the svara behind it? Let's see. Roy lach, or shalay l'shmaya kol zemer shalishta. It's right to be machmir not to listen to the singing of his wife. Because Mir Shabbos Gedoyma, he may need Asa.
Why?
Now he's not saying it's Asa. He's saying it's Roy Lahachmir.
Why?
Well, what's the Tzad Isa? Because Kolbi Yisha Zerva. I mean, if you're not allowed to listen to a lady sing Stamazoi, Alt Erva,
then.
Right, so your wife when she's in need is also.
Yichud is not.
On the other hand, there are things that we're maker with. You're allowed to stare at your wife when she's in either. We'll get to that in a minute. You're allowed to stare at your wife.
Yichud's not now.
Yichud is not also. Right? So.
Is this him for Rabbi Hoffman or his baby?
He's saying, well, so let's see the footnote. I am Dalit. Pischechuva mustab gozer nishah b'tzarachim. Pischechuva right in the bottom of Shulchan Aruch is misupik about it, and he leaves over the tzarachim. Ach matzino harbe yachrayim shechmiru b'zeh. And then he goes through a whole list here. He goes through a whole list going both ways. You have to skip down to the bottom, four lines up. Ba'ayim v'ben ishchai. Shekasa sheim hayelid boiche harbe, but nochutz leimoid l'shmoya kol zemer imoid, and it's very important for the child to hear the mother singing. Ve'en lebal mokem bebayis sheyochel lios boi leloy sheyishma es kol zemer, and he can't be anywhere in the house where he can avoid hearing his wife. nearer to Yesh Lahaka, then you can be Mekel.
That must mean a lullaby, not a nursery rhyme. No?
Either one, what's the difference?
Because a lullaby is pretty and a nursery rhyme isn't.
So you're saying rapping either way would be okay?
Stomach.
It depends. I'm saying you're going to start judging the
music.
It's all relative, isn't it?
Saying singing Old MacDonald.
No, because Kalisha, if we're basing it on the same thing as Kalisha, then Kalisha is Kalisha whether you like what she's singing or not. Huh? I mean, whether you like a...
Do you call that singing? Chanting? Nurse? Well, I guess...
If you don't like opera, are you allowed to listen to watch women sing opera? No. Well, you don't like opera.
But I think
everybody
would classify
it
as singing. Meaning music.
Yeah, I'm saying, so it's not based on enjoyment, it's based on...
If you what?
You're calling
it Old MacDonald,
that you can't
see? Of course. Or, yeah. Any, that's hidden.
That's, I think that would be college. I don't know. Can you watch
when she's
there? No, she has to be covered up.
So can't say so that
it's a children's song?
It's not college. It's a brother's song.
You can? Why?
It's not considered an error by the time. It's a...
I'll
find out if he or he.
What is that?
Here,
that a nursing woman is not considered an erva when she's nursing the baby.
Is that
that? It's not definitely not the the.
Yeah, it could be a Yishida.
Oh, so look at the next. This is an interesting. But I am a part of this reminder. Right, you see it at the end of that footnote on the next page. You see it? Shakasav, the kiman shemutu lishmaya kol zama shalishta bimeitarasa, since it's mutter to listen to your wife's voice when she's tahira, imkem emela hu ragi vazeh. So emela you're used to it. You're not going to come to hear her when she sings bimeitarasa because it's something that you're ragi. Sort of like that swara we saw with Ramesha. Did we see that yet? That she's allowed to walk around the house. Oh no, that's next. We're going to do that. We'll do that next. Yeah? Ach kol zemer she'enei rogil bai, osu le lishmai v'yishnei nizah. But something that you're not rogil to hear, then it would be awesome. There is an inyan here of regilus. What you're used to will not bring you to hear. What you're not used to might bring you to hear. So therefore, that would be awesome. Oh. Let's see, Ayin Hey, Histakus. Right? Staring. Also, the Histakus and Makaimus and Machusim Shor, you are not allowed to stare at the hidden places on her. Right? Bafila Ide Mare. That doesn't mean you can't look at her Mare and go to the roof. Don't misunderstand that. Right? It means a mirror. You can't look at her in the mirror. Okay? Also, Ayin Hey, Shulchan Aruch Siv Zayin. And then he says, women that are nursing, and they have to be megala themselves, the breasts, in order to nurse, also to establish them, it's also to stay there. Fine. She should have special begadim, special nida begadim, to wear, to remind you constantly that she's a nida. The chachosadim hishmet inza, and the chachosadim leaves it out. The ayin b'sei begins a sharetzion sheshal mechazanish zatal ha'im anu noigin shanoshim loiv shayis. The God of Yechadim B'Shas Nidasan Ve'eshav Chazanish. The Chazanish answered, "Cain, yes, Avol Esher Ba'ayfin Shein Yidu Arak Lazug, but only in a way that the couple's going to know." From what I remember from the Nesikim Shulchan Aruch, I think they say that one beged is enough. Meaning something epic, maybe a special, special shirt. Headband, maybe an earring or something.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah. I remember if your sister-in-law said that some people interpret it to the wife. I remember that some people interpret it to mean that you should wear things that your husband doesn't like. So she's going to. They said it doesn't have to be something that you have.
Yeah. So look at the notes here. Sit sign.
So what's the shot in this? Open shame. You do a rock lazog.
Well, there's no reason. You don't have to publicize to everybody.
He said Dafka, that part of the couple.
Yeah.
Why Dafka?
I mean,
we had this discussion.
Right. Maybe there's anything wrong with anybody else knowing about it.
People should be more embarrassed when they're not in Nida.
And the Hanami, but that doesn't mean that you have to advertise to everybody. You don't need to have a shirt that says I am, you know what I mean?
Right.
How many of them, all I got was this lousy t-shirt. Something like that.
The whole Indian is
you are supposed to keep it private, but it doesn't, it's not doiche isura. Oh, let's see, Siv Zion quickly, yeah? We've got a dumb man. Lo yistak of afilu b'akeva v'lo yim kum b'mekoymas. That's another. Is it b'mekoyma? Oh no, hamichutzim shiva. You have it.
All right.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Isha nida yichad l'shkav asadina ba'ala. A woman who's a nida is able to sit on her or lay on her husband's sheets. Vein chashim shemetis avra. She knows that she may become pregnant from if there's any zera from the husband on his sheets. Right, but
that,
huh?
It's pretty important if she's
naked. But to get pregnant? Yeah, but you never know. But God wants to Haman here. He now will look in a mirror or in a see-through beggar. Oh, now here, this is very important. This is what he brings in the footnote, but he doesn't go into it. He just brings it. Yesh oimrim, the mechusa, hainu kiderach shahel, halefes bebesa. The way mechusa means is the way she goes in her house. Halei berachayim, not in the street. That must be sayer. There must be a type of without the cover, head covering. As mutter the stock of the side, then we mutter the stare at her hair. Right? V'yeshar mekamas and gulim. Haynu mashal also liquors kriya shema negda. There are those that say that it's what's also the new kriya shema. Right?
So you're saying she doesn't have to keep her
hair
covered in the house?
Court, that's a machloikis. It's a big cool from emotion. Okay, so look at the next one. Roy l'chol isha l'chasim sarah v'beis. That's roy for every woman to keep her hair covered. But that's no woman's hair should ever be uncovered walking around the house. He's saying the ikara din, it's Roy doesn't mean that it's awesome. Roy means that's a better thing to do. But Me'ikar Adin, it's perfectly mutter. Not when other people are in the house. You know, there are those that make it like that too.
In their own house.